This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now is not the time to be mad or pissed at Miles. Years ago, if you wanted to be mad or pissed at him, that's when it was. He's 9 years into the league, guys. He's never changed. He is who he is. He's a sack machine. He's a fair enough guy. He just ain't a leader. He's the best player on your team, so that's why he gets a C on his chest, but that's it. But C's are meaningless here. They took it off of Nick Chubb. They gave it to Deshaun Watson. Is Deshaun Watson a leader? Hell no! So what's it matter?
Oh, wait a second.
What's it matter?
Is Deshaun at voluntary OTAs?
I don't know, Anthony. You're going to have to find out from somebody. I have no idea, Tone. Hey, man, if Nick's upset about it, I'm glad he's upset about it. Did you feel jerked around by Miles during the offseason?
Maybe you did.
Just because you had to go through the whole, because it did make it feel a little bit worse. Like, hey, because I did say, like, welcome to the rebuild, because I thought that they were just going to have to trade him. I didn't know that they were going to try to hold on to him and try to do two things at once, which was try to compete and also develop quarterbacks and try to get younger here and dig out of this hole that is the Deshaun Watson contract again, who they put the C on his chest for.
I will say this. I did notice that there's a contingent of fans, and this happens in every fan base. They get mad that the media brings up who is at OTAs, brings up attendance at all. I do notice there are fans that get mad at us for even talking about it.
I think in some positions, it's extremely important.
But, well, yeah, okay, so explain.
I think at quarterback, it's obviously extremely important. Yeah. If I were a Steelers fan right now, and it's the same thing when Aaron Rodgers elected to go to Egypt instead of what was it, right, the OTAs or the camp. Either way, it's not the right move. For a guy who's supposed to be all in, that's not the right move.
Well,
you're a quarterback.
Most especially
everything.
If you've never been there before,
yes,
and you're working with either,
yes,
new assistants or just a new coaching staff for you,
yeah,
because you're new. But I do notice this gets brought up from time to time. Why do you guys wait? Super Bowls aren't won and lost in OTAs. But then there are also the fans.
I think the Philadelphia Eagles certainly believe that Super Bowls are won and lost in OTAs. I don't know. My team's never been to a Super Bowl, so I wouldn't know yet.
It is funny because I noticed Minnesota Vikings, you know, I follow one of their beat writers, and he was noting that everybody was at Minnesota's OTAs. Like, they got 1,000%. Everybody was there. And I noticed the responses were culture. That's why we have the culture that we have. Love this. Love that our coach has established this. So if Kevin Stefanski came on today and said, actually, today, day three, right? Because yesterday was day two. Day three, everybody showed up. Wouldn't fans say, oh, okay. Wouldn't fans start to say, wow, that's good. That's maybe we are building something. So you like, can't have it both ways. You can't rip the media for bringing up attendance, but then be the first to pounce on, hey, everybody's here. Look, Myles Garrett got on a jet and he showed up because of what was said yesterday. Like, you got to make up your mind whether you think it matters at all or not.
I think when people don't want to hear something that could be taken as bad news for the future, then they're going to rip people for bringing it up. I think that being at OTAs, if OTAs weren't important, then they just wouldn't have them. The CBA would fight against them. The players union would fight against them.
What if Kevin Stefanski was going to give a press conference today and media is kind of showing up going, well, it's easy to get a parking spot today. Oh, actually, nobody showed up. 0% showed up to voluntary OTAs. Wouldn't fans be a little alarmed that nobody showed up?
I think that would probably be a problem there.
So,
but I think that
we're just crafting opinions based on what makes us feel better.
Like, I'm hearing some things, and I'm going to get to the phones. 216-474-0092. Should Miles be at OTAs? Can Miles still be a leader? That horse to me left the barn years ago. I don't expect leadership out of Myles Garrett. I expect sacks out of Myles Garrett. That's what I expect. And so far, he gives me what I expect. So am I going to rip his play on the field? Mm-mm. The whole thing about Mason Graham will end up being a better player because he's playing next to Myles Garrett. I'm sure that Myles Garrett isn't going to turn his back and shun Mason Graham if Mason has any questions. So I tend to agree with what Peterlin says, but I just want to look at the common sense of what this is and say Mason Graham is going to be playing against an all-time great defensive player, or playing with an all-time great defensive player. That should open up opportunities for Mason Graham. On the other side of him, Obo Okoronkwo, Isaiah McGuire, it should open up opportunities for those guys. But if Miles goes out there and starts to put in a poor performance, then yeah, it's going to be open season. But until he does that, he goes out there, he sacks guys 14 to 16 to 18 times a year, whatever the numbers are. He is the best defensive player that we've had in the history of the franchise. He has been every bit the number one overall pick that you took. You did not take him for leadership. I don't believe that that was ever a big type thing that they were looking at. And if it was, then maybe it was just lip service for the fan base. And that was it. Saying that it was the Cleveland Canton thing, I don't know. It seemed that everybody agreed with him over Andrew Berry over that. That was the wrong thing for Andrew Berry to say because it seemed like it was a line in the sand. And he knows as much as anybody. It's a zero-sum game. You either have him or you don't. So I really felt that they were going to, when he made that decision to go public with it, I just thought that they were going to say, damn the torpedoes, eat the terrible, terrible, terrible dead cap space on that and trade him for first round picks that they would be able to get from him. Now, I mean, it was a very, very, very difficult contract to move before. Now it's impossible to move. So now you have him. Okay, well, he knows that. He knows that. And you can watch him like a hawk all year. If he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, go ahead. 216-474-0092 every Monday morning. Rip him up and down. Rip him up. If he goes out there and he has a poor performance, rip him up and down. Well, but I'm not going to say, well, he told me this and then he didn't do this as a leader. He's never told me anything that says he's going to be a great leader on this football team because he never has been. I don't expect that from him. It's been 9 seasons. The leopard doesn't change his spots. Sorry. Some guys, they get closer to the end of the line, and leadership means more. Personal ownership of the organization that they're a big part of means more. Ain't that guy. He ain't that guy. He's in Tokyo now. He's traveling abroad. Okay, as long as you show up and play exceedingly well, like you have been your entire career, that's what I expect. That's what the Browns have paid you for. But they ain't paying him to be Ray Lewis in the locker room. They ain't paying him to be Walter Payton and to get everybody up on the hill and have them running around. Name all the other great leaders that we've seen in the NFL in history. They're not paying him to be any one of those other guys. They're paying him to go out there and sack the quarterback and turn second and one and a third and long and get this defense off the field. That's what they're doing. 216-474-0092. And I know that they said that, well, maybe we expect a little bit more leadership out of him. I'm sure they said that to make it look better. There's no way that they expected anything more when they signed him. Not a chance. Ernie in Old Brooklyn, you're next up on the Fan.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
Myles Garrett should be at those OTAs. The coaches should not make these voluntary. They should be mandatory. They're not going to get any place to a Super Bowl by having voluntary workouts. They've got to be mandatory, and the coaches have to start toughening up on this
situation.
Yeah,
it's a CBA thing, isn't it?
Well, that's a league union, or that's a players union situation. Minicamp is mandatory. That's why they have mandatory in the name. But OTAs, those are voluntary, yes.
Well, still, Myles Garrett should be there along with all the other veterans. That shows that they want to win, and by them skipping out on those OTAs, they're not doing themselves a favor. They're doing other teams a favor.
Ernie,
they need to practice and work together.
Hey, if this was a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, I agree with you, Ernie. Thank you very much for the call, but they're not. And again, their leadership is going to come from other people on that football team. It's not going to come from Myles Garrett. I'm sorry. And you've kind of already set yourself down the river with what you've done at the position of quarterback or at the position of captain in previous moves. Because I don't know, for guys who have been here for a long time, I don't know how much captain means to them. I don't know how much that means. You know, there's always the big story about, you know, who wears number 11 at Penn State, who gets to wear certain jerseys, why it's a big deal, why it's a big reason to be a captain with certain teams in college football and things like that. Why it's a big deal to be a captain of the New York Yankees, for crying out loud. This, I mean, good God, again, they took it from Nick Chubb, they put it on Deshaun Watson. I don't know what captain means to this group of veterans. I think it's just something that's put on a jersey. You got to have your captains, and they put them on their best players. Except in one big situation there. 216-474-0092. Ryland in Cleveland. You're next up on the Fan.
How you doing, man? I feel that, yeah, Myles Garrett is not looking to be a leader maybe, but he definitely needs to show up to any and everything, because if he doesn't want to be a leader, he is a leader, though, just because of his name and his stats and everything like that. You know, he may not be paid to be a leader, but he needs, because it's a team sport. You can't just be out in Tokyo and expect you to Super Bowl in the next upcoming season, and you're not even with the team that's trying to.
But frankly,
you know,
this is tough. Ryland, I would say in Myles' heart of hearts, I don't think he expects them to be in a Super Bowl.
Every player wants to be in the Super Bowl, you know? Yeah,
they'll take it. They'll take it if they had the choice. If it were that easy.
I think that there are guys, Ryland, like I think that there are guys, and there may be guys on that football team who would do terrible things for that football team to be in a Super Bowl. I don't think Myles is one of them. I think Myles believes that if he goes out there, and Ryland, thank you very much for the call. If he goes out there and he gets his X amount of sacks and is in that conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, I've done my job. The rest of you do yours. That's where I think it is. I don't think that he's going to get everybody together and start. We did this with who was Anthony Walker Jr. I'm sorry, Lima. We knew there was a problem years ago with Anthony Walker Jr. Why is Anthony Walker Jr. doing a weekly press conference over the state of the defense? It was him on a series of 1-year contracts talking about the defense. You knew there was a problem then. Veteran presence. Sorry, was he not on his first big contract? Myles was?
Well, so here's what I always wonder when it comes to Myles.
Nothing's changed.
Myles clearly has, you know, his group of guys that he associates with, maybe friends that are on the football team. And it's day one, and on day one, he's showing that he is very far away. A lot of people were drawing conclusions that it was intentional, that there was a symbolic nature of him showing.
Oh, yeah, somebody tweeted at me that it was a bleep you to the Browns. I go, no, it wasn't. He wanted to go on vacation. I don't think there was anything of a bleep you to the Browns. He signed his contract. I don't believe that the Browns signed him to an extension believing that he was all of a sudden going to be, it was going to be rah-rah and everybody was going to have to rally around Myles.
Well, I don't think that for a second.
Because
I saw that opinion too. Like there's a symbolic nature here. He is, you know, rubbing their nose in it. Like what does that accomplish? What does he get? Like, this was the team that gave him all the money. And he earned it. I mean, he absolutely earned all the money. But this is the team that did it. You would think, like, okay, maybe I'm just not going to do everything I can to show everybody in the world that I am not where my teammates are.
But you know
my
what?
My teammates are here. They're at least, granted, it's not the hardest work in the world. Voluntary minicamp, you guys saw the it's essentially a glorified walkthrough. I mean, the 7-on-7 passes that I saw Shador throwing and into the end zone that people were celebrating. I'm like, All right, this is the furthest away from actual football I can imagine.
But I tell you what does justify a lot of their frustrations here. Like, I thought the time to be actually mad over this was years ago, if you wanted to course correct any of this. But frankly, I think what's very frustrating for a lot of fans is that the fans themselves, the guys driving to work right now, the women who are Browns fans, it feels like they take it more seriously than they do. That they take it winning more seriously than the players on the football team do when they see stories like that. When they have to get their highest paid player, one of their highest paid players technically, to OTAs when he ain't going to be at OTAs. And it bothers them. To hear that is a bothersome thing going into a season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, they run, they press, they pick up defense full court. They are a fun team. They aren't about the diva players all assembling in one town to try to wield their influence over the NBA. Like, they didn't do any of that.
I remember... Maybe this is a lesson to me. You know what, Kenny? Maybe you should just exactly say exactly what you mean at all times. You never have to do any of this. Because in a show that I have been misquoted on the internet about, I was misquoted on the internet about something I said about the finals a few years ago, where I said I didn't have to watch the finals because I didn't think that I was going to get any questions from anybody on this station from this fan base about that finals. I forget what the finals were. I remember, though, like, I was going to watch the finals, and I did watch them, and I'll watch them again this year. If it's Indiana and Oklahoma City, that has no bearing on me. I like mid-markets. I'm mid-market born and bred. I'm fine with that. But I remember Chuck Cooperstein, the Mavericks play-by-play guy, like, got really mad at me. And I'm going,
well, oh, that's right. I do remember that.
You remember that? Because we had, like, I think we had him on afterwards. I go, Chuck, I'm going to watch the finals. My issue is, though, is I don't think, it's not even my issue. It's not a problem. I didn't think anybody in Cleveland cared. And they didn't. Didn't get one call, didn't get one tweet. Nothing. This, I do think some people will definitely care because it's Indiana. If I know Indiana's up 3-1 and teams have come back from 3-1. I get that. But more than likely, it's going to be Indiana. Indiana beat you. They do not have... Maybe I'm just going to have to come to an agreement. People are going to say that I'm an idiot. I'm going to have to come to a term here. That people are just going to say that I'm denying the truth. You are not denying to me. I believe that the Cavaliers are a better, more talented team than the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers can go and win the NBA Finals. And I'm going to say that about the Cavs over Indiana, which will make me that much more bitter about this season.
Now, people are starting to say that, and I've already seen it. I've already seen, like, God, Bill Simmons last night. Tyrese Halliburton, I got to rank him ahead of Donovan Mitchell now. Like, that is going
to
happen.
We got to deal with. You go further in the playoffs, that's what goes on.
That is how we do start to change our opinions on players. By having consistent playoff success.
Which,
this is two straight years Indiana has now gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. We could say last year was a fluke because of injuries. We can't say it's a fluke this year.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I want to play some audio here. Here's Kendrick Perkins, and this is from ESPN. Of all people, because usually I rip on Kendrick Perkins because I don't think he watches much of the games. I think you and I watch more games than Kendrick Perkins does, to be honest with you. But here's Kendrick Perkins on First Take. This is yesterday. And damn it, I had to consider this, and I even had to think about our dear old Cleveland Cavaliers. Hit it.
One of my good friends texted me. He said, in order to be a superstar, you have to sell out arenas on the road. So I don't know if Tyrese Halliburton is selling out arenas on the road.
Yes, we do. You do know.
He's not a superstar.
How many guys do sell out arenas on the road? Does Wemby sell out arenas on the road? There are people tweeting at me that he does, and I go,
he's just playing so few games.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true yet.
Well, I don't know that it's, people are like, Wimby's coming to town, but if you go, what's there to do tonight? Oh, Wimby's here. Let's do that.
I think right now, Steph, clearly. LeBron, clearly.
Yes.
I still think KD.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I brought up Kyrie. Obviously, he's injured again, and we're in Cleveland, so when Kyrie comes to Cleveland, obviously, but I still hear a lot of young fans say they like watching Kyrie.
Think Giannis?
Boy, I don't know.
I do think people...
There is a very strong... Like, when people talk about Luka, there is a very strong contingent... Like, Giannis brings a lot of Greek people to the arena. Okay? What is Luka? What's his background? I apologize.
A basketball player.
What is his nationality?
I don't see nationalities.
Stop it. You know what I'm saying, damn it. I think that those two probably are in there, that they sell it out.
Luka West came up immediately for me.
So. Great. Awesome. That's just fantastic.
Slovenian.
This is a great day.
Get the Sacchetti.
Yes, the Slovenians come to town. And in a lot of places, especially in the Midwest, they're already in town. So they come on over to the game and they see it.
Yeah, but you're right. The NBA does not have, as much as they are pushing Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is amazing. People are not buying tickets, loading up to watch him.
And what I have to admit, what's going to really make this a bad, bad, bad finals and a tough offseason here is that if you have to admit that about Tyrese Halliburton, where it's like, all right, you know what? Damned if I do, damned if I don't. I think that Donovan Mitchell is the better overall basketball player. But Tyrese Halliburton is going to be the one that's playing in the finals here in a week. So guess what? Tyrese Halliburton has to go above Donovan Mitchell. It's not fair, but it's the truth. It's the NBA. But if Tyrese Halliburton ain't selling out arenas on the road, is Donovan selling out arenas on the road? No.
Now, Will Halliburton.
I hate that.
As America is getting to know him, he wasn't a household name coming out of Iowa State.
I think everything that's happened this postseason, including his, and probably credited to his father and the whole thing that went down, I think that makes it even more. My gauge is, can I ask my children who aren't NBA fans, you know, they like the Cavs. They know who are on the Cavs roster. If I ask them, hey, this guy's coming to town, you want to go see him? And they say yes, then yeah, it's probably
great.
Close.
But he's now had some
test, yeah.
He's also had some all-time playoff game-winning moments.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My kids did not know who Tyrese Halliburton was a month ago, and they absolutely do now. And part of that's because he played the Cavs But I think because of the other things that have went around, the game-winning shots, not even the Cavs series, but all the other ones, I think if you ask him right now, they would know
and,
who he is.
And I got to say, like, just stylistically, you have a point guard that gets the ball, sprints 100 miles down the floor, then has all the ball, even though he's lankier than the guys with the tight handles, the Kyries, the Stephs. Hey, Darius has got great handles, fun to watch, but Tyrese looks a little gangly doing it. But you saw him when he gets guys like Karl Anthony Towns or Jared Allen, when he gets them in space, I mean, he makes them fall down. He makes them look really bad. And then he has that sprint backwards three-pointer. We've seen step backs. I've not seen a guy that could take five steps directly behind him to find the three-point line to shoot threes.
You're right. You're right.
I do think that is entertaining.
And if he does that, I don't know how many people in the finals are going to be watching, but if you do that at that advanced level, that makes you a star. But how, if you're not a superstar and my guy is not even taken as seriously as that guy, then where does it put our team? Like I'm going to, and these are mean thoughts that just wrap me up into a pretzel. That's what bothers me. 216-474-0092. You ask.
I want to ask our callers. I know they're on to talk Cavs, but I want to know how dialed in they'll be to the NBA Finals.
Well, Ken in Brooklyn is the first one we take.
There you go.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Look, Ken, I agree with you that the Cavs are a more talented team than the Indiana Pacers. Okay? And, you know, I'm so tired of this city wanting instant gratification. You know what? If there's anybody else that wants to see another championship in this town, it's me, everybody. Me, the mayor of hoops, okay? But for you people to sit there and think you know something about basketball and you want to trade all these guys, and we had 2 years now that everybody's been hurt, you're a bunch of morons.
So you don't want to trade anybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Look, hey, Ken, look.
I'm just asking. You
just asked Joe Vardon if people would want J.A. or Darius. And he said, yeah, a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot right there. You have a coach that's turned this around. Let's see what this team looks like when everybody's hurt and they're doing their job. I mean, we had a catastrophic thing happen. I mean, with Ty, what happened? What happened to his shot? It, like, disappeared until the last game and it didn't mean anything. You guys have got to stop because you've got this device in your hand that you see everything right now. You've got to take time. Do you know how long it's taken the Indiana Pacers to get to this point? It's like 6 or 7
years. Years and years.
Yeah, you people are all idiots. If you don't know anything about basketball, don't call
So, Ken, would you...
They traded for Pascal Siakam and now they're here.
Yeah, would you have been telling the Boston Celtics not to make any trades a few years ago when the trades that they made got them to win a championship?
You know what? I'll tell you what. You got a team that is jacking up threes. They think that's the way to go. That's not the way to go. Look what happened to us. I'll tell you what I would do next year, guys. This is what I'm going to do.
What?
The guards, if you're 2-for-20 from the three line, hey, as Jay would say, feed your local big man because I'd rather take two than get nothing. I'm so tired of these people jacking up threes because the analytics say so. No, I want to get shots done, and you got 2 7-footers down there that everybody that they can score on anybody in the league.
Yeah, well, we want the other guy to shoot more threes. Ken, hold on, and thank you for the call. I appreciate the passion. What I got to tell you though is, you got to be open for business on anything. I hear about Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm gonna get excited about that. I'm not trading Evan Mobley for anybody. Giannis, okay, I'll listen. I don't think it's realistic. I don't know if it could happen. I'm going to wait until I see any opportunities because I'm assuming right now, as of right now, and I really do believe that by the time the season starts, it's going to be the same core four as what we've had these last couple of years. And they're just going to have find a way to get it better because it's
very
hard
right
to do
now.
It. And I don't believe in shaking it up just to shake it up. I don't believe in that.
It'll be very interesting because Kobe Altman, we were talking about him as an executive of the year. In a way, we've never talked about an executive, one that didn't do anything, one that just brought back the same team and then got back Ty Jerome off the injury. So now the question is, do we rely on that again? Is it going to be smart to just assume guys get better? Because I am assuming Mobley's going to get better. Donovan, over the next few years, I think will take a step back. Mm. Will we time it up right where if he takes a step back, yet Mobley takes enough of a step forward that it's going to be good enough to get out of the East? That is the question I'm going to be looking at very closely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John Halliburton's going to be back for Game 4 tonight. The father of Tyrese Halliburton.
Is that right?
Yeah. You think of that.
Who's he going to get into it with?
John Starks.
Biggest
bounce back by something named Halliburton since.
Okay. Come on. It was a long time ago.
Moving on, bud.
So, is he going to be sitting courtside, or are they going to stick him up there by Caitlin Clark and the Witness Protection Program?
She is out for the next couple of weeks.
The WNBA should put their season on pause.
I want to see the ratings.
They should legitimately put the season on pause, not play another game until she comes back. She is the whole league.
I want to see the ratings because some of the complaints, I want to go, yeah, there. That's why. That's why you got none right there, because I imagine... I mean, I want to know what's going to be the fever get-in price. I got to have a home game between then, right?
Oh, can you imagine?
What's the get-in price?
Can you imagine if you bought tickets expecting to see her?
She's a totally different animal. But John Halliburton will be in attendance. At least he's allowed to be in attendance for Game 4 tonight, as the Pacers still have a 2-1 lead over the New York Knicks. Brian Geltzeiler joined us just moments ago. I asked him, who is the face of the league?
To me, I think Nikola Jokic is the face of the NBA right now. I don't buy the fact that it can't be a foreign player. I think Jokic is the best player in the league. I did vote for SGA for MVP because I thought he was the MVP this year. But there's no doubt I think Nikola Jokic is the face of the league.
You said I would disagree.
I figured you would.
Why? Because he's foreign?
You know what? I don't know what it is, because he's amazing. He delivers every game. Every time you see him do magical stuff, all the passing of Magic Johnson, all the scoring of the best center, from Hakeem Olajuwon to Shaq. Like, he scores with David Robinson with the best of the centers I've ever seen in NBA history. And yet, it doesn't seem like he is some big draw.
He is not.
It's weird.
I think right now that he would be he would be the face of the league, but I think it's something that's very easily taken away. To me, the face of the league is still LeBron. Now, I'm based in Cleveland, Ohio.
Boy.
I can't run away from his
ghost.
That's
not good for the NBA.
It's not good for the NBA. But if he wants to say, if Brian wants to say, and I'm not saying that Brian's wrong, if you want to say that Jokic is the guy, I would tend to agree. I think that he is, in so many ways, like some of the older guys who watch basketball. I think there's been so many times where I think that we've been almost led astray by some of the big names in the NBA, the guys who we've wanted to make the face of the game for whatever reason. I mean, it's interesting to me that there seems to be this feeling that these guys have a love, like a romance with the game of basketball. I told you the point where I'm annoyed by it. Like, if you can't just love basketball, I mean, you gotta make love to the game. And then they don't want to play during a regular season game in December. Like, no, I love basketball, but I don't love it enough to go out there and play. And I think some people get upset about that. With Jokic, Jokic seems to have other things he wants to do. And it's very much a job. Now, that doesn't sound very good, because to play in the NBA is a fantasy for most people. But it does seem like, hey, he has passion for Serbian basketball, for his home area. And I think he comes here as the job would intend, and that's where it stands.
But it's weird,
and
right?
Fine with that. But I think it's just a mantle that can be easily taken. I don't disagree with Brian, but I also feel that it's something that somebody could just easily yank away from him.
But think about it. I think you're right there. Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, they love basketball. They love the game. They're American. They're not the face of the game right now either. Giannis, we've talked about it in all the trade discussions. Giannis, top three, top four MVP for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is he must watch? Like, it still seems like people want to watch Steph Curry. They want to watch LeBron.
It was the highest rated game during the regular season. Up until what? Was it through the whole year?
Was that the Christmas?
Yes.
The Christmas game?
Yes.
Not any of the young guys. I mean, like, we love watching Donovan Mitchell, but nationally, Donovan Mitchell is not. I mean, I've said he looks like Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, people love. Donovan is not more popular.
Donovan is respected as a player, but I think that Donovan, fans respect Donovan, but I don't think that Donovan is that superstar. I know that they've written articles possibly about him being the next face of the NBA. I just don't think that that's going to, for a multitude
again,
of reasons.
He's not a villain.
I just don't know if that's going
to
happen.
You need to have some villainy in you too, right?
Yes.
Or you have to have some theatrics. And Donovan Mitchell doesn't really do any of that other stuff. And really, Donovan does not. He seems like a normal guy. He doesn't show you a lot off the floor.
But I think the guys that we wanted to make the next face, they just didn't pan out. Like, Ja Morant, he's either injured or suspended. Zion.
Yeah, the Zion, Ja Morant.
We can talk about Zion all day long.
Both of them have been massive disappointments.
About what big a disappointment they are. I think it's still LeBron, man. I think that so many people, good, bad, ugly, I think he's still the face of the NBA. Whether people agree with that or like that or whatever, I think that's beside the point. I mean, there's things that you can like and dislike. There's guys who are villains that are faces of their sport. There's guys that are well-loved that are faces of their sport. Everything with LeBron.
Did any of you care to see Wembanyama this year? Were any of you intrigued before he got injured?
No. You tried to talk me into it, and I tried. No. Nope.
So what is it that somebody said they think he's 7'6" now?
I don't know what it is. Oh, he's growing.
Shooting three. Yeah, seriously. Okay. Shooting threes from 30 feet, blocking every shot. I mean, he had games with double-digit blocks.
I tried. I forced it. And I tried to force it, and I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I don't know what it is. I'm much more interested in watching Evan Mobley. That's fish in a barrel. I'm more interested in watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm much more interested in watching Zion Williamson and wondering what the hell happens with him. Ja Morant and why he can't get his head out of the clouds than I am interested in watching Victor Wembanyama.
Do you think maybe just to investigate this further,
that's a hard name to say quick.
Stylistically, because the regular season, so many teams look like they're trying to do the same thing, space out the floor, shoot the three, that even though in the playoffs we've seen more of an identity, the mid-range game has come back in the playoffs, that in the regular season, so many of these teams, the games look and their styles look so similar that it takes away some of the individual stuff. Like Shaq played unlike anybody else. You could say he was the face of the league for a few years. Even before him, like Allen Iverson, there were a few years. Then Kobe.
Then why did I still stop the channel?
They all played differently.
Then why would I still stop the channel on a Friday or Saturday or whenever when I could see them play and watch Steph Curry and Golden State? Why would I do that? They're the ones that ushered in the style of basketball that we're seeing right now.
He was the only one doing it at the time.
I understand that, but he's still the guy I want to see out of any of those other names that you mentioned. He's still the name that and I hated Steph Curry for a while, just like every other Cavs fan did. And I still was like, oh, Steph Curry's playing. I'm going to sit here and watch Steph Curry play. I will sit there and watch LeBron play if I get the chance to watch LeBron. Again, they play at 10:30 p.m. most nights, so you don't get a lot of chances to see LeBron other than on the weekend games, things like that. I will stop and I will watch them. I'm sure there's a couple other guys here and there. Joel Embiid, I will stop and watch. Giannis, I will stop to watch. But some of the other guys, no. And even some of the younger guys, not really.
Has it watered down the fact that guys like, for instance, Aaron Nesmith can come in and in an Eastern Conference Finals game can go 8 of 9 from three?
No.
And that every team has a guy like that.
I don't think it does.
Like, you did not have that when I was young. It was not possible for no-namers to hit 8 threes in a game. And now Gary Trent in the playoff game for Milwaukee hit like 9 threes in a game.
It makes it more frustrating for me, but I don't think if I'm playing against him, but I don't think it does. I just know he's not a star. Like Aaron Nesmith is not a guy that
I'm paying
money to go see.
What I meant by bringing him up as an example is if that guy can do that, doing something that when we were young, that would be the best shooter in NBA history that could hit 8 threes in a game. Now, how many teams in a league have a player who could conceivably hit 8 threes in a game?
I don't know.
I feel like every team has one guy, if not two.
Yeah, I guess a lot, but I don't know why.
So does that water down what we think is greatness in today's NBA?
Maybe. I'm looking for personality in so many ways. Like Steph Curry, there's personality there. LeBron, clearly there's personality. Some of these guys, I don't get much personality out of them. It's like they're hiding from the spotlight. So I wish I could tell you there's a reasoning behind it. Like Nikola Jokic, he rarely talks, but when he does, there's personality. He is very sarcastic, very deadpan in the jokes that he makes when he's sarcastic about it. I like the way he acts towards the media. It's not mean-spirited. It's not like Bobby Knight or anything, but he's just very a matter-of-fact with it. And there's a lot of things that you can like about the guy. There's a lot of things that you can like, again, about Steph Curry, but we're talking about a guy who's pushing 40. There's a lot of things that we can like about LeBron. He's over 40. Kevin Durant, I found Kevin Durant to be delightful. As long as he's not on my team, I found him to be delightful.
He's fun on social media.
I think he's fun on Twitter. I saw what he said to Gary Payton. I thought it was hilarious. Hate to say, but also true. I'm finding him to be a blast. He's also a guy pushing 40. So I don't know. Maybe it's an ageism sort of thing with me. And I'm not going the way I'm supposed to go, where there's somebody is going to have to take the mantle. Somebody is going to have to do it. But who deserves it? I've already seen, I grew up with arguably the two greatest of all time. And then the man who was in between them, Kobe Bryant, still top five. Who else is supposed to touch that right now? Who else can take that? I don't know. I don't think any of them are really capable of it right now. The guys that we anointed were not ready to do so. Michael Jordan's going to go to NBC. And I mean, this is kind of an older story. This happened last week, and we're looking at some of LeBron stuff, and you just came out and just said, like, oh, I'm not really interested. I'm like, how could you not be interested in what Michael Jordan has to say pre, post, whatever, during an NBC broadcast about what's going on in current basketball? Because I haven't heard Michael Jordan, other than for the Last Dance, I haven't heard him really give his opinion on anything when it comes to basketball. I've heard him give his opinion on NASCAR. Certainly he has strong opinions about that, what's going on with his team right now. But That's a deep dive you can do later on. I have not heard his basketball opinions. I'm very much looking forward to this.
I am curious what he has to give and what he wants to give. You had mentioned to me off the air about The Last Dance, how awesome he was in that documentary. But at the same time, it was the most self-serving documentary ever. The whole point of The Last Dance was to combat, you know, the debate over who is the best of all time. And we got all this great old footage that was unearthed. And it was great to relive it because it had been a while. It had been long enough, the distance in between, that we were all engrossed by it. Plus, not to mention, it was nothing going on because it was COVID, mm-hmm. right? We were going through all that during a dead time in our sports lives. I'm genuinely curious if he's going to, is he really going to weigh in on basketball debates? Is he going to break down analysis of games or players and how they play? And here's the one I really want to know, because at times it had been hard for like Charles Barkley, even though he had been in our lives every year, the game has changed so much since he played and since Shaq played that there's only so many times you can hear about, well, this is how it worked back then. We are like three generations of basketball since he played. Like, the game has evolved.
It's been a long time.
So much. Think about how far the game has evolved since the Warriors, when they burst onto the scene and won the title in 2015, when they took all these threes and no one else did, to now everybody takes way more threes than the Warriors took during that era. And the pace of the game is so different that what I'm curious, even though the playoffs, it changes.
But
what does Michael Jordan, how relatable is his analysis going to be on basketball?
Do you hear yourself now? Don't you want to hear what he sounds like when he's on NBC and how tough he's going to be on some of these players?
Yeah.
I mean, he could bring a...
I am curious.
He could maybe... I don't think he's just going to bring a couple of comments here and there and kind of ease into it. I think he's going to bring a sledgehammer with him on some of this stuff. And I tell you,
well,
it's going to be the first time he talks about LeBron and what he's doing at 41 years old. That's going to be must-see television, because that's going to go all over the place. Like, we are going to be breaking, we are going to be playing his clips from NBC.
So does he have that
about
in
what
him?
He says about LeBron James? I why wouldn't he?
Well, because I haven't seen it. I don't know. I have no idea what we're getting out of this.
It's very. I will tell you, that club, there's Hall of Famers, and then if you've noticed, there's like Michael, LeBron, Kobe was part of it. A couple, like Dr. J, Bill Russell. Like, there were a couple of guys, like, they were different. Like, it's like they were going to have their own separate room away from the Hall of Famers. And I want to know, because you can't say anything about Dr. J now or Bill Russell or any of them other guys. LeBron's still playing. So what are you willing to say about a guy who you are in the same stratosphere with? You've owned basketball teams before. You are an entrepreneur. You're an icon. He's an icon. What are you going to say? What are you going to say about some guys who can't defend themselves anymore when you make greatest of all time comparisons with LeBron? I'm interested to hear all of it. I'm interested, obviously, to hear what he has to say about LeBron James, but I also want to know, all right, what does he say? Like, when they have the Cavs on NBC, I imagine they will be at some point. What if he just goes and goes, this Evan Mobley kid, he's great. He ain't got the dog in him, and he never will be. That's 4 hours the next morning. I'm sorry. If he says the guys around him are a problem, or this guy, just be patient, he's going to be great. It's whatever he says is going to be something we play the next morning.
I kind of put it up there with Tiger. Like, we have rarely gotten the real thoughts out of Tiger. And you know, especially now about what we know in his personal life and how he lived a totally different life than he put out over the cameras, and a very polished media identity. Whenever Tiger has been asked about anybody or whatever, you've got nothing that you can run with.
Well,
there's almost never any real analysis. And so that's what I want to know. Are we going to get real stuff out of Michael? And then I really do wonder how relatable today's game is to him, or is he just going to say the entire league is soft? It's not like it used to be. Like, I think that would get very old very fast.
I think you're right about it.
The reason Charles Barkley works is not because of his great analysis. Nobody even really cares about him. They want him to be a clown. They want him to be funny. And normally there is a payoff. He's pretty good over time about being able to entertain. Can MJ entertain? And are these going to be, when you hear about how they're going to do this with Michael Jordan, I've seen some discussions that it could be like canned elements like in the box that are going to be just like recorded. That doesn't work. None of that stuff.
No, I want to see him at a desk. I want to see him at a desk. At least for the in the beginning. I want to see him. I got to see him live right there making decisions on what he thinks of players and what he thinks right then and there. That's what I think makes Barkley so good. The other thing that makes Barkley so good at it, and Barkley is not, Barkley was a Hall of Famer and a great player. I don't think he's in that extra room that I was talking about with players. What makes Barkley so likable, he knows he's done some goofy things in his career. He openly talks about it. Like, he knows that he is not above reproach, that he can't be criticized here. Well, we've heard wild things about Michael Jordan. Well, is he ready? Like, Charles Barkley has stood right in there and has traded barbs with great NBA players. Not just Shaq on the set. I'm talking current NBA players. He has found himself in the crosshairs of what he said about players. I think LeBron and him had a dust-up, if I'm not mistaken, some years ago. And he has been able to stand behind what he said and even see some of the things that he can be found at fault on, whether it be on the floor or certainly in his personal life. Is Michael willing to do that? Is Michael willing to say something about somebody and then that player get asked about it and then who knows what that player is going to say about Michael Jordan? Is he willing to do that? These things that I'm saying is why I want to see him so bad next year. It's why I want to see if they ended up doing what you're talking about, Lyman, and I know you got something to say over their own.
Well, I just don't believe that they're going to put him live. I assumed it's all new package stuff.
If they don't, I think it's an immense waste.
Barkley needed it.
Yeah, yes, that's true. He doesn't need it.
To have a legacy, Barkley absolutely needed the TNT thing.
If that's what they
Jordan
do, then I think
need
it's
it for a legacy.
Then I think it's a giant waste. You bring in Michael Jordan because
if we were going to get that, we would have heard from him before now.
But
you don't hear anything from the guy.
That's what's so crazy. Somebody with his appeal, global appeal, to not hear from the guy over this many years, especially when somebody who he's been compared to.
Are they still hashing out what he's going to do?
But I mean, even like you don't hear from him just making an appearance during a finals, any of that stuff during the Olympics, anything. I don't hear him at all.
Are they paying? I mean, NBC's going to pay him. Are the other entities paying him? Because the NBC is not carrying anything right now.
Well, yeah, obviously they're going to pay him. They've lost basketball for how many years?
Okay, so right now, if we know he's going to be back, then you in so many ways you buy his silence. Because I don't know exactly what he's going to do. But if they go and they do prepackaged stuff, I'm sorry, that's not what he's there for. He's not there to give prepackaged stuff. I can get a lot of guys can do X's and O's. Go get Coach Mike. Go get the czar. Go have him do X's and O's. I know that he's really good at that. But when I have Michael Jordan, you're there for one reason. We all know what that is. He is the generational divide between guys our age and younger people about who the greatest of all time is. It has been people have based their entire careers off this argument. And now you have him actually coming out and talking about, that's what people want to hear. I do not need Michael Jordan to tell me how the zone defense is going to work against the Cleveland Cavaliers with the Indiana Pacers in the second round of next year's playoffs. I do not need that. I could get someone else to do it, and that's perfectly fine. I want Michael Jordan to tell me why this guy's got it, why that guy doesn't. What the comparison was. Why Phil Jackson deserves to be with the greatest of all time coaches instead of just, hey, you had Michael, you had Kobe, you had Shaq. Like, I want to hear that. I don't need to hear all the X's and O's stuff from him.
Do you think young fans really want to hear about basketball in the 80s and 90s?
I think their dads do, and I think that you're going to get more people like us because how many times? I mean, I heard it again. I was at my godson's birthday, and I'm over there checking stuff on my phone, like seeing what the Eastern Conference Finals Game 3 was going to be. I got no time for basketball. I don't watch that stuff. I mean, I'm hearing this from guys our age. So there's definitely a market for it. You bring Michael Jordan back, I guarantee you, and he's giving an actual opinion on what these players are. Yeah, they'll check it out at first because it's Michael Jordan. They might stay for Michael Jordan if he's going to go out there and he's going to start throwing flames and in his own way. I don't know if he has to be so mean-spirited about everything, but I mean, the stuff that he said, and I know it was his production and everything like that, but boy, there was some captivating stuff in The Last Dance. I'm really looking forward to this. Audio courtesy of Guards TV. Good God Almighty. You had an interesting experience reading social media from one Andrew Zellman here. You want to share that with everybody to start things off?
Yeah, he was talking yesterday. You know, these tweets pop up on my feed from time to time.
Are they still the publishers of Scene?
Used to be.
Okay.
Former.
Okay.
Did get sold.
That didn't sound nice. I like Andrew Zellman. Sorry, go right on ahead. Well, that sounded mean-spirited.
Maybe they sold it for a lot of money. No,
we'll see here. The way that sounded.
The comings and goings of publishers here in town.
I'm not frustrated with him. I'm frustrated with myself because there's no way I can talk about them and justify this series. I can't even justify it. There's no way I can do this without making a big excuse. And it falls back into the conversation that you and I hate. It just turns into, this is the problem with baseball, 216. And you and I are bored by that conversation. We have been bored for several years.
We try not to.
To the point where we go out of our way to try to not to have that conversation. And then stop the conversation once it starts into that.
Yeah, well, he wrote,
because it's a downer. It's
he depressing. Wrote yesterday, Guardians play decent against AL Central teams. And you think they have a chance. But when they play the Dodgers, Padres, or Yankees, you realize how far away they actually are. I just feel like basically every team in the bigs, you could tweet that about, right? I mean, just in terms of talent, personnel, you look pound for pound. I mean, mention in the open, Max Muncy used to be really good, didn't he? And Matt Underwood's like, man, he's even getting involved. Like, yeah, they have a lot of guys. They have a ton of guys that are very, very good or who have been good at one stage of their career. They have an insane payroll.
Yeah, and save for their third baseman, we would take anybody on the
track,
right?
For sure.
Bring them in.
So at no point am I watching the Dodgers games and Max Muncy, two-time All-Star, two-time world champion. And he's their bad player. He's one of their bad ones.
Like, that's...
And we would throw a parade in the street.
And so you sit there and, like, if he says, like, this shows you how far away the Guardians are... Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm like, what are we far away from? Affording a player like Mookie Betts? Affording a player like Shohei Ohtani? Like, we'll never do that. Like, I got frustrated on the way home last night, and I'm listening to Jake after the game, and they're saying in the updates, I think, oh, gosh, the new kid, what's his last name? His first name's Michael. He's from another state.
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle
Michael. Motorcycle Jaromir Jagr. Rest in peace, Mike Lang. I'm listening to it. It's like, Jose Ramirez, he's got a 20-game hit streak. And I go, boy, we are really, you know what, in a way, the guardian of our generation. Who will never, and I'm telling you right now, you know what this starts with? This is why, I know I got friends over there that work there, and it would not be fun, but this is why, for the good of the game, there needs to be a work stoppage. Because you can't do this. Because I'm telling you right now, Jose Ramirez will turn into a cautionary tale. He probably already is to some of these agents. He will turn into a cautionary tale for the rest of the league. Player of the generation. He is our Hall of Famer. He will go into the Hall of I believe Jose Ramirez is a Hall of Famer, and he will go in as a Guardian. Because they still do that in the Baseball Hall of Fame. In the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame, right? Right. National Baseball Hall of Fame. Beg your pardon. He'll go in as a Guardian, and we'll always love him because he took this huge discount. What do they do with all the rest of the money? What do they do with it? See, we're doing the same thing we always do. It's the same conversation all over again. And so his career ends, and we're all like, eh, you know, he's not having the same type of season he's had. Like, I heard Nick yesterday, Jose's kind of having a mid-season. Still has a 20-game hitting streak. 20 games is nothing to fart at. 20 games in professional baseball is still a big deal to me. And I know that he goes up there, no offense to Nick, I know that he's pressing a little bit because some of the other ones, he still has a 20-game hit streak. So if Jose has a 20-game hit streak, I'm just sitting there going, he's 31 now is how old Jose is? So now we're going to you-know-what away what we have with the player of our generation. I'm glad he likes being here. I'm glad he likes it here, and we'll always give him the utmost respect as fans, as media, because he deserves all of it. He's a good guy off the field. He's obviously a leader. He's obviously the great player that we have. I think that he is one of the most recognizable in this city, responsible, respected, all the words that you can say. And it just feels like, okay, great. And we're going to put Jose Ramirez up there, and we're going to put Nolan Jones in the two-hole every now and then. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for staying. Thanks for taking this massive discount. Here's your Nolan Jones that Jonathan makes an argument about exit velo. That's where we're at. So that's, in the grand scheme of things, I know I'm just vetting, But this is part of the problem of what you have, because I can't even look at the Dodgers and go, oh, you know, we're so far away. This isn't like the NFL where you go, hey, you know, we got some good young players here in whatever city we're at, but you saw when you played Kansas City, you saw when you played Philadelphia, you know, just how many drafts you are away. Just how far you are away. It isn't like college football. Hey, we just started a program. We got a couple of good young players here, but we're still a little bit of ways as we're seeing. This is the litmus test of where we want to be. If we're able to do, I will never. Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, Max Muncy. Who do I afford? Who does my team get?
That's what I'm saying. You bring up the Jose Ramirez part of this, and whether or not he'd be upset, or certainly his agent would probably be, because he wasn't happy he took that kind of home team discount to begin with.
Yeah.
And you talk about what they haven't put around him. But even if
they can't,
if they increased their payroll, doubled their payroll, they'd still be 150 south of the Dodgers, 150 million.
And I'll say this.
I don't think it would matter, is what I'm saying.
For the Dodgers, like Freddie Freeman has been worth the, because you can do, like the Yankees have made good investments in the past. They've made terrible investments in the past. They've been able to buy their way out of it. The Mets have made horrific investments in the past. Hey, I'll give the Dodgers credit. Shohei Ohtani, worth every penny. Freddie Freeman, absolutely worth every penny for that baseball team. I mean, they're worth it. And they've shown they won the World Series last year, and they look to be a favorite to win the World Series this year as long as everybody stays healthy. And, you know, you can afford one guy, and you can afford about one and a half of what you would get. And even the one guy has to take a big shave. And what I hate about it, it just turns into the same sad-ass conversation all the time. It's always that thing. When you play a team like the Dodgers, it just turns into the haves and the have-nots. So here we are. So that sucks. That's the terrible part of this. And when I look at the season, I said this to you guys yesterday, it's not about where we stack up. It really isn't. I can maybe make the argument about the division, but when it comes to the rest of the league, it's not where we stack up against the Dodgers. It's not where we stack up against the Mets or the Yankees or anything. It's not that. It's where we stack up against ourselves, keeping our heads above water. If these guys can develop, if the starting pitching can show anything other than Jekyll and Hyde throughout the entire season, like that's the fight. The fight is against our own future and whether or not it's bright or dimming as the games go on. That's what the argument is. It is not against these other teams. It is not against the Philadelphia Phillies. It's not against them, man. It's a little bit, I don't want to compare us to the White Sox because that's an insult to professional baseball and it's an insult to the Guardians. I would compare them to the Tigers and Twins and Royals.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
comparison.
So I want to know, anybody that was there last night, they feel like they at least got their money's worth? Or the game before? They at least feel like they got their money's worth based on the conversation we had yesterday?
And again, replay. It's Groundhog Day. Just replay the tape from yesterday. I said, they put on a good show. You got to see a good show. People booing. But Arnett, you got to see a good show.
So what, they were booing what this time? Because I know there were debates about the people that were cheering the game before.
Well, Bobby got touched
up
again.
The best player in Major League Baseball.
But does that not start a conversation with everybody? You got to see Max Muncy hit a home run. You brought him up. He's a world champion two times over, right? Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani, the star of this generation, I would say, the biggest international star that Major League Baseball has. In both here and there. I mean, he's one of the most recognizable players in professional sports.
He hit another home run today. He might go down in history as the best baseball player in the history of the sport.
He's hit a home run. He's hit a home run over the last two games. If you went to both games, which I actually know somebody who has, they're a Dodgers fan, oddly enough, but they went to these first two games of this series and they've seen Shohei Ohtani hit home runs in both games of the series. You tell me that's not worth money? That's your money's worth right there. So they did exactly what I said yesterday. They put on a good show. If you are expecting victory, they usually win more than they lose, so that's good. They are good at fan interaction during the game. They're good at fan experience during the game. I think they do, when they have to let people down when it comes to weather and things like that, they make up for it. They really do their damnedest to make up for it with the fan experience and with fan engagement, all the other stuff that we say. and they put on a good show.
So what was going on yesterday? They were beefing in the stands?
So someone called Jake. I got to listen to a lot of Jake Volnick last night because, ladies and gentlemen, I have entered Owen's world. As Owen and I have watched you, and we're all in different stages of our lives, and Owen is like the first one in it, and then Owen's like, okay, here comes Ken, and then I'm eventually going to go, here comes Lima. So last night, I'm in Menor. I didn't leave Menor till I got out of the drive-thru at about 9:17, 9:18, somewhere in there.
A school night.
On a school night,
long
yeah.
Long time in a drive-thru.
A long time in a drive-thru. Well, you know, we got held back. Don't want to say what it is. You know, sponsors.
Text me, I'll tell you.
It was not the fine people at Mr. Hero. That was prop service, and you can eat free Mr. Hero today, coming up at 7:45 during 2 Second Trivia. It was not the fine people at Mr. Hero there. Would have stopped there. I'm on my way home, listened to a lot of Jake, and we had a caller. The one caller called in, and X was like, what's he saying? I like, I don't know, buddy. This is a quintessential night call. I like this call. And he was talking about how people were cheering the Dodgers, then booing what was going on. Then there was another caller who said that I guess there were some ruffians in the stands who were wearing Dodgers stuff trying to start something over there in this game. Here, is this the call? This is the call last night on Jake Volnick's show.
Carter's in Cleveland. What's going on, Carter?
Just got out of the game, driving home now. All I got to say is, man, there are an insane amount of Dodgers fans. Like, I don't know where these guys are coming from. Like, they just appear, and they're kind of unbearable to be around. Like, everyone's trying to fight. It's just the vibes are kind of off.
Physically fight? Like, are there word brawling?
Yes. I'm walking out of the stadium, and there's, like, at least four groups of people trying to fight over a pretty large loss. Like, I don't know where these guys are coming from. They just appear.
Lima said it. This is the time right now over the last weekend where we are trying to talk ourselves into it being warmer than what it is because there was some sun. It is still far too cold to be out there fighting. And you are a National League team, by the way. Let's not act like this is like a heated, like I can understand, I don't condone fighting, but I can understand some pushing and shoving in game five of the ALCS. I told you guys about that, where I basically almost walked into about four different fights after game five.
With the Yankees last year.
And that's the Yankees. And that's for big stakes. And people are upset because they're wheeling out that great big stage. Oh, it was just a horror show. This is the Dodgers. Who's shoving?
On a Tuesday night.
Now, I got to admit, if I'm a Guardians fan and I hear Dodgers fans puffing their chest, I'm probably going to think, I mean, Los Angeles is a far away away. I'm probably going to think that some of these people are front runners. And then there is a have and have not type of thing. It becomes very Patrick Swayze and the Outsiders very quickly. Because we can't afford those players.
Well, our whole life, at least my whole life, it was the order of operations when it came to hating other teams because of their national fan base. It was always Yankees, Cowboys. It seemed like every time the Lakers came here, the Kobe Bryant love was all over the place. Now, I liked Kobe, so I didn't necessarily hate them as much as maybe most Clevelanders. But the Dodgers didn't really... I don't remember the Dodgers...
Well, they didn't come here then.
Yeah.
No, I never had a thing against the Dodgers.
But I didn't even hear Owen like fans say... Like they did. Oh, I have my National League team, the Cubs.
Well, yeah,
it was never the Dodgers. I don't remember the Dodgers. So
know a ton of. I'm a Dodgers fan that lives in the local area.
Where did these Dodgers fans come from? Is it right? Like
I know one Dodger fan.
Well, what Ken is alluding to? Did they come out of the woodwork? Did they jump on a bandwagon because they have this insane payroll?
I think some of it might be frontrunners. Some of it might be people who maybe jumped off our bandwagon because it's like, well, I'm just going to support a team that can win. Like, I brought this up to you. Like, if you're a Guardians fan, do you have, like, a top four team and two markets team? Like, you can't say you're a Yankee fan if you're a Guardians fan. We've done that to death. But can you go, hey, you know what? I like the Mets because they spend a lot of money and they actually have a look at it. I like the Dodgers because they spend a lot of money and they have a look at it.
Here's what I don't understand about that.
Can you say that?
We've won more games than just about anybody in the American League over the past decade.
Correct.
So the playoffs are like 4 weeks long. So you have a lot of good, feel-good vibes throughout every regular season for the Guardians. And that is interminable. It's so long.
Yes, that's true.
That I don't understand why you would drop the Guardians. Like, yeah, in the playoffs, they haven't won the World Series. Okay, but the baseball playoffs are so quick that I think you have enough joy over the course of 5 months that you don't need to give up your fandom of the Guardians just
because they don't
win the World Series.
But there are plenty of people who might. But so you don't even find it understandable. They're like, because people like, oh, I like the Guardians, but I also have a National League team. People like to say, we used to do back in the day.
No, that's fine. I don't remember that ever being the Dodgers in this in this area.
No. Well, and it wouldn't be the, let's show up as Dodgers fans if the Guardians are your team and then you also like
them. But man, I remember I told you guys, man, well, and again, Ohtani has a Major League fan base. I mean, I think there were plenty of people who were Angels fans, quote unquote. Yeah. Like, I think he has a following quite like Odell had when he was here, like the Shador fans.
I think Mookie has that too. I think people that were Boston fans probably.
That's a great point.
Like the Dodgers because Mookie's there.
I bet that's a hell of a point right there. Yeah. So I think you're dealing with a little bit of that. Dan Wetzel going to join us at 8 o'clock. We got major changes of brewing in college football. I think that Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, is saying what Tony Petitti is thinking. He's just the one who's willing to say it out loud. That coming up at 8 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.